been in touch with a lot of people from Barnetmore in relation to the two junctions along the Clare Road, like mostly the Legally Junction and the Town of Woolley Junction, like, you know, but a lot of the junctions are quite dangerous, like, you know. So I've been in contact then with the council to try to get them some work done on it and find out what's happening, you know. So, well, this week now there is, or the next week or so, there's going to be some work done on the Town of Woolley and the Town of Woolley Junction. Now, basically, the problem with the Town of Woolley Junction is it's too narrow once you turn off the main road. So what they're going to do is widen the road off the N15, which will make it a bit safer, you know, at the minute, if there's a number of cars, because there's a national school there and there's two big hotels, you know, using that road. And for people, when there's a number of cars trying to get onto the M15, if you have a bus or a heavy goods vehicle going to one of the hotels, turning off that road, then it creates a kind of a stalemate where the one can't get past the other. So they're going to widen out the junction off the main road, and that should make things a bit safer, you know.
And assessments, I understand, are taking place as it relates to a number of other junctions, but really work would need to begin in earnest as it relates to those two.
Yeah, well, the Legally Junction, I was actually talking to somebody 2 weeks ago, and he said he was nearly a fatality, you know, at the Legally Junction. He was on a motorbike, and he was turning off the main road, and a car was past him at a wild speed, like, you know. So, listen, but we've been on to the council about that as well, and at the minute, the road safety officer is doing a road safety assessment. You know, the council are carrying out this road safety assessment on the whole Clare Road, and they're hoping that something will, in the next couple of weeks, they'll have something that they can present to Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and then obviously then they can take the work further from there, you know, because it's the main road, it's up to Transport Infrastructure Ireland, you know, the TIA to do any work that's going on. So hopefully that'll happen in the next couple of weeks, and things will move on from there, but no.
And while your point of view is that, you know, that these safety measures need to be established by Donegal County Council or the TIA or whoever the powers that be, ultimately driver responsibility and behaviour is also of paramount importance.
Yeah, well, listen, at the end of the day, most accidents are caused by driver error, you know, so drivers just need to take responsibility for themselves and for others on the road and to slow down to a safer speed. And especially if they know there's junctions ahead or junctions that aren't that safe, you know, they need to slow down and make sure that if anything happens, that's because you just never know what's going to happen when you're driving along the road. So if anything happens, that you're in a position that you can control your car and slow it down to a level. So just car drivers need to slow down, and that's all over the country, like, you know. And there is measures going on at the minute to slow down or to change the speed limits on roads, like, you know. So hopefully it'll all work towards safer roads for everybody.